It's time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in.
Good morning, Montreal, and welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience. That was Back in the USSR by the Beatles. And I played that track for no particular reason other than it's a rockin' song and it'll match the band that I interviewed yesterday. I'm airing an interview that I did with Lost Faculty this morning, and I think those two match. Lost Faculty is a band out from Hamilton, Ontario. They're on tour right now, touring their debut album, Temper. They're stopping in Montreal next weekend. And it was a lovely chat, so I'm excited to play it. Before that, though, I have some new releases to play, and a lot of shows are coming up, a lot of exciting things in the music world around Montreal. One of them is that Drug Dealer is coming into town. I guess I will go through all the songs now, because when we come back, it'll just be the interview. But Drug Dealer is playing April 28th at Foufoune Électrique. After that, you'll hear The Lemon Twigs. Their album releases on May 8th. And we are going to go see them on April 24th at Beanfield Theater. I'm so excited for that. Prince Pailu over there went to go see them a year ago or a couple years ago. And he just came back like raving about them and was like, the next time they come, we are going. So we are going and I'm very excited. And then you'll hear Museums. That's a new track off of their upcoming EP, This Can't Be It. It's called Trade. And their EP is set to release on June 12th. And they're playing Oceaga. And I'm such a fan of them. So. Oh, yes, and they're playing tonight for Dead Air with CJ Lowe, so make sure to go see them. Anyways, I will get off the mic. It's going to be a tight show today with lots of talking and lots of good music. So here we go. Here is Drug Dealer and Waste Blood with Real Thing.
It came in hot like a dream that you soon forgot. Then you left me high and dry to walk. Like our world had to tumble and crash. Seasons change and your love didn't last. never gonna take that chance. Had me scared, the world was full of bad people, baby. But him and me, it's a good thing, definitely. I've been coming around to these new things. Thank you.
Okay, hi, welcome to the show. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves for our listeners?
Hi, I'm Matt from Lost Faculty. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Justin, play the bass.
I'm Brendan, I play guitar.
I'm Nigel, I play drums.
And you can hear in our voices that we just had a giant show last night in Toronto, and our voices are cooked.
Off to a great start when the massive voice crack.
It's all good. Can you guys tell me a little bit about the band? Just introduce the band a little bit.
We're four piece from Hamilton, Ontario. Yeah, we've been just gigging around, and we're on tour right now promoting our debut album, Temper. But yeah, so we're hitting the road, heading up to Montreal. So excited.
I am so happy to be sitting down with a band from Hamilton. My dad is from Hamilton, and we have family out there, so I go all the time, but I've never been out in Hamilton. I've never been to any music shows there. Next time I go, do you have a recommendation for where I should go?
Yeah, come see us. Come see us in Hamilton. James Street is like your kind of bread and butter. We love like Far Side. We just played a little secret show there a couple weeks ago. That's a great spot. The Brain is like a go-to for me.
Augusta's coming back. Kind of died after COVID, but I think she's back.
Oh yeah, the ship.
Yeah.
Come
Cat
on.
and Fiddle, Fuzz and Pucker, Happy
No
Days.
music at the ship. Only the whatever music you want to hear in your head. That's what you'll get at the ship, but
yeah.
But if you're going to see a show, I think upstairs at the Corktown is the coolest venue in Hamilton. And that's not just because we just did our album release there.
partly
Partly.
that.
I heard you guys played a CFL game. You did like the pregame for a CFL game. Are you guys
Oh,
big Tiger Cats fans?
for that day,
Oski wee wee, some of us
Oski
were.
wee wee.
No, I definitely a Ticats fan. I just can't say I watch a ton of CFL, but
Dude,
when they're doing
there's like six games.
Yeah,
I guess
it's
nobody
so
watches
much.
a ton of CFL then, eh? Just by metrics. But no, I remember like I've been going to games since I was a kid, so it was really that was a really cool experience for us. I don't think they're gonna welcome us back this year.
Yeah, first and last.
What happened was like we played the opening and they liked it so much. They're like, come back for a halftime show. And they're like, you got 30 minutes. So we planned a 30-minute set and kept going. But at some point, the clock ran out and the game started and we didn't know. So we just kept playing. But
Just a
like,
big
you know,
no-go.
yeah. And the sound manager, like the stage manager, bless his heart, he's like a lovely guy. Was just we see him like sprinting towards the stage. He's like, get off, get off. But then the Ticats had just scored, you know, a touchdown.
And right
And
behind where we were playing.
yeah.
It was like
And
Brendan was
fireworks were going off. We were getting yelled at.
Yeah. Brendan's
So
ripping the solo to Freebird.
loud.
And there's just fireworks going off behind us. And then we're getting our sound pulled by the sound guy. It's crazy.
I think you should totally be brought back for that. That sounds great.
Yeah,
We had a
we're
good
gonna
time.
start a petition, get some signatures.
I will
Yeah.
sign it.
Stay the joy.
Okay, so like you said, you are coming to Montreal next weekend. This is the last show on your Canadian leg of the tour. Is that correct?
It is, yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I hope Montreal is a standout. Have you guys been to Montreal before?
Not with this band, but as like, you know, travelers and whatnot. Justin, you played there before?
Played there before in a past life at Devon Orange, which is... Mm-hmm. Maybe close. Is it still there?
I think it is closed.
Yeah. And Barfly. I've played Barfly,
yes.
Which is a great dive with like a stage that can fit one person, but you put four people there and it works. Yeah, that's been kind of our white whale, Montreal, getting up there. We love the city and it's like, you know, it's probably one of the best cities in the country. But yeah, so just the stars have aligned and we're finally coming. We can't wait.
Do you guys have anywhere you want to see in the city before you leave?
I mean, we gave you Hamilton recommendations. Do you have Montreal recommendations?
Oh, I've never been asked this question during an interview. Let me think.
Pressure's on. Pressure's on. Whatever you say, we're going to do. So better be good.
There's Ma Poule Mouillée is a really good poutine spot. And it's right next to this beautiful park called Parc Lafontaine. And I always plug Saint-Tropez because it's really close to the mountain and it's this beautiful like cafe restaurant. And they have really good sandwiches. It's pretty cheap and it's like a staple. It's called Cafe Saint-Tropez. That should definitely be on the list for.
Okay. We love a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's on the list. We're going.
Amazing.
We'll be there. Yeah.
How has the tour been so far?
It's been very good.
The shows have been great. Like we've been really lucky to team up with a lot of great bands across all these cities. You know, like we had Casador out for our Hamilton release show and they brought us out to Kingston, which is another city we've just been trying to crack. So they brought us out there and we had a great time. And we've been like very lucky to sort of end up on great bills with great bands and make it all worthwhile, you know?
Searching for the slide, and you ran with me for
So, like you said, you're touring for your debut LP, Temper, which came out last month, March 6th. Can you tell me a little bit about making this album, writing it? How was that like?
Yeah, it was a long process, I think. I mean, probably not quite as long as maybe some other albums take. But we wanted an album that felt like a live set. And that was kind of our initial, I guess, guiding light when we were going through the writing process. And that really helped us sort of explore this new sonic world, because it's definitely a shift for us. But I think it's what we wanted to sound like in a lot of ways. But yeah, I think, we wrote it over the course of maybe, I don't know, 6 months to a year, and recorded it in bits and pieces over like 8 months or something, and tried to get it as live off the floor as possible.
Universe didn't want this record made, but we said
Many snags in the road of getting this out.
no.
We had some power supply issues at the studio. That was like our first night of the studio. We came back in the next day, plugged in, tried to go again, and producer was like, "Is this anybody still smoke? Something's wrong. Something on the power supply for the board had fried." So our dreams of doing it all in like one fell swoop of getting it all live off the floor were kind of shot dead right there. But we found a way to get it pretty good. I think that's kind of my summation of the record.
We persevered.
Yeah, and congratulations. It's a really good album. I think Temper and Say Your Mind are probably my favorite. For Say Your Mind, there's this line that says, "Don't you ever get tired of a silent street?" And I think that's such a great visual. And I'm curious, like, how do you write your lyrics? How do you get that inspiration for your lyrics?
It takes a long time, honestly. I think there's a line Bob Dylan said, it takes him like 5 years to live something and another 5 to write it. And I really resonate with that. It takes, a while to have the clarity of being able to look back and like process something, especially with this album, because it was very reflective and backwards looking. But that song specifically was kind of a journey into trying to get a little more visual. So I think a lot of my writing has been maybe a little less imaginative, maybe. So I'm glad that you're getting some kind of imagery out of it. That's lovely to hear.
Tired of the silent street, you're
for this record, did the lyrics come first and then the rest of the guys come in? How do you guys co-write?
This one was almost entirely music first. I think there was two songs that maybe had lyrics that were written as like poems on their own, and I kind of weaseled them into songs. That's kind of how it works, honestly, is I find I can get something that I like better if I have, lyrics separately and music separately, and then we can kind of find what works as opposed to forcing lyrics into a song that doesn't exist. But yeah, this one was like almost exclusively lyrics after.
No, it was like a it was a great process. Like I think, yeah, once we kind of realized we got to put ourselves in a room, and the four of us kind of like hammer it out, and there's really no plan or like rhyme or reason to it. We started to find like what sounded like us. Once you get all four of us in a room just playing together, it really like makes something pretty special. And yeah, I think the whole album entirely from, Halifax or touring out there, and you'd have a day off to write, or being out in Vancouver. It's always just putting us in a room and starting to mess around with some stuff. And that's mostly how most of the sonic elements kind of came to be.
I am curious, what were those two songs where they started out more as poems?
Shell, for sure. That one was like, it was intended to be a writing exercise, and then I just ended up liking the lyrics a little more than I expected. And then On My Own for them kind of was like that, but Justin and I had been jamming this thing. Well, Nigel as well, but Justin and I were singing and we came on the chorus. So we had the chorus there, and then I had some other chunks of poetry that I wanted to use, and that song felt like it was a good fit for it. Just tell a bit of a story, and it's a little more be emotional than some of the other songs. But yeah, I think those will be the two that were, and Lost Enough, that one, I guess three.
So you're lying to us, Matt.
Online, I'm making it all up.
This is like going out to the public, so
Yeah.
oh, they're all gonna know I'm
Fact
a
check. You got a fact check.
yeah. Now, do you guys have a favorite song to play live?
I think we always sound check with Temper because I feel like puts us all in a good mood, or at least me, if everyone's stressed out coming from work or whatever, or running late to a gig. I feel like it gets us all in the zone, all puts a smile on our face. So that would have to be Temper for me.
Nigel, what do you got? What do you got for us?
I'd say for me, it's a Seashell. I think that's my favorite one to play. Just drum wise, there's a lot of just like, it's a lot of like kind of like fun dynamics to dig into. And just the fact that it's literally the same two chord entire song. It's a challenge to like myself and the rest of the band to like just, I think all of the dynamics just translates to something that I get a lot of enjoyment out of playing. That hopefully translates to the audience too.
Yeah, I think one that sort of, crept up in the ranks. I think both of those are great, but I'll give a different one just to keep it interesting. No Ritual, which is the first like song on the second half of the record. It just there's nothing to the riff, but it just feels like a really big moment after we've come down in the set. There's like a sort of say your mind, like you mentioned, and then we kind of come back into this rapid fire heavy moment that it's just like a joy to play live.
I think I'm with Nigel on Seashell. That one, for whatever reason, just been fun.
I love that I get to just noodle on two chords the
That
entire time.
song literally up until what a week before we finished the album was genuinely called Two Chord, and we just called it that because it's literally just two chords for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's still that on my set list because I forget when I see Seashell, I'm like, what's that? It'll always be two chord to me.
It's like the entire set for a long time.
Yeah.
Not the actual song titles.
Yeah, it's like World War II code. You have to decipher it.
Yeah.
your show in Montreal. You guys are going off to play UK and Ireland in May. Is this your first time playing the UK and Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. So excited. Can't wait.
Yeah. I imagine that's going to be an incredible experience.
Have you been over there?
No, I would love to. I have a lot of family over there. I would love to go.
Oh, nice. In like London or
In Manchester.
Manchester.
And
Okay.
tiny
That's
towns in
we're
Northern
in.
Ireland.
Yeah, cool.
Tell them
That's
you're free May 4th. Come to
Yeah.
the Pigeon.
Where are you most excited to go on this leg of the tour?
Between Dublin and London for me.
Yeah. I've been to Dublin two or three times now, and I just love it so much. So getting to go back and play, and honestly, just getting to go back and hang out there.
Yeah, have a Saturday off in
Yeah.
Dublin.
Strategically planned tour dates.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really stoked. We have a day off after like we leave Dublin to hit Liverpool, and I self as a Beatles nut, like I'm very excited to go like just look at Paul's boring childhood home and just be like, oh, all right, he was in there. That's pretty cool.
Quite literally why we wanted to do this trip. So it's like there's a really impressive scene over there. And it just seems like every couple months you hear about a new band that's playing over there and just killing it, and they sound amazing and the crowds look incredible. So
Do you expect the crowd energy to be any different over there?
bigger, crazier,
Yeah.
more excited. Yeah.
I was thinking about the same, but just with accents.
Yeah. Oh, love your song there. Love your song, love. Great tune. Great record. Just that. It's just that.
Do you have any Canadian influences in your music as well? I feel for me, there are a couple songs where I was like, oh, this has like a wonderful, tragically hip-esque-ness to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like accidentally we always fall a little bit into the hip. Like it's never a direct inspiration, but I feel like with all of us growing up here, you just can't help it. Just stuff you were growing up with, so it's just there whether you know it or not.
Yeah, I think as like any Canadian band, you know that it's part of the DNA. I mean, Gord Downie's been a huge inspiration in my life for sure. Just lyrically, one of my favorites, and I always go back to reading his poetry every now and then, which I really, really love. I think it was probably like the first collection of poems I ever bought in high school was a Gord Downie book. But yeah, and then there's tons of other Canadian acts. Like we love the Dirty Now. Hamilton guys just really carrying the torch of rock and roll.
We've been lucky to connect with like Pollen from The Trues and stuff like that too. She's been a lovely dude. We sat down for like a songwriting session, which was also such a like dream. I remember when I was in grade like two, we played Highway of Heroes, but it was so funny. It was like one of my first like musical performance memories. And then to be sitting in a room with, The Trues. It's funny the further you get into this, like you've got to pinch yourself every once in a while.
Sundown in the Paris of the prairies, we kings of all treasures buried, and all you hear are the rusty breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus. Sipful lighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in
killer's place. 20 years for nothing. Well, there's nothing new besides. No one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and starved. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what tomorrow brings.
What's on the bucket list for the band? One of those dreams you want to achieve within the next few years?
Good question.
I mean, I don't know. For me, the thing that stands out in my mind is, you know, Massey Hall for some reason.
Ooh.
Getting to play there would be a real treat. It's just beautiful, historic, and would feel like a good place for us to be.
I'll have what he's having. I'll take a bit of that. I'll take a bit of Massey Hall. Yeah. Playing an amphitheater of sorts would be like very cool. Something outside, like, or playing these like big festival stages would be like so cool.
Yeah. This is, it's created a lot of opportunities to travel. And we've had some chances to visit, you know, parts of Canada for these shows. So I think for me, it would be just traveling across Canada. The cross Canada tour will be like a once in a lifetime thing.
Mm-hmm.
So done bits and pieces so far. Just got to fill in the blanks now.
Mm-hmm.
And just play every 8 hours, just play somewhere would be just a treat. So
you're gonna be totally disappointed between like Sudbury and Winnipeg.
there'll be a legion there somewhere.
See, your dream and Nigel's can come true at the very same time, which is great. And if we hit Massey Hall and the RBC Amphitheater, then we've just checked off our whole bucket list.
45 legions and the RBC Amphitheater and Massey Hall. That's the tour.
Now, Justin, you did mention like outdoor venues and festivals. Last summer, you guys played 3 festivals in the span of like a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we got to play Sound of Music, which is in Burlington here, which is close to us. That was like a festival I think all of us have grown up going to.
Mm-hmm.
And to like get to play the main stage. And I mean, come on, they pick you up in like a little golf cart and give you the star treatment. You get a trailer and like, you know,
For 45
some free
minutes.
40 for five. Yeah, you got to share it with like three other bands. But those 45 minutes were so sweet. Playing outside with like the open air is just such a great feeling. I think I could have a bit more of that if someone's offering.
That show specifically was really sweet because where the stage was sitting, you could see like Hamilton from there, which, you know, it's not the world's most beautiful skyline at all, but it's ours. But, you know, I don't know, it was kind of emotional playing and being able to look at our city, you know, and we
Sure.
definitely have a lot of pride of being a Hamilton band specifically. Just there's a long line of great rock and roll bands that have come out of here, and I think we're just trying to, you know, uphold the standard. So it felt, you know, more emotional than most shows would have, which was cool. I liked it.
Emotional vulnerability is always appreciated in acts, I believe. And festivals are so incredibly fun. So I hope you guys
Yeah.
get some lined up.
Yeah. Can you connect us with Oshiega, maybe? You got to
Yeah.
pull some strings over there.
You know what? I'll send an email. Let's see.
Great. You never know.
Well, we are running out of time, but I just want to say thank you so much for sitting down. I'm so excited for next week to have you in Montreal. And yeah, I'm just excited to see where you guys go. Is there anything else you want to say before we close off?
Ça va bien, oui, et toi, Montreal? Yeah, that's all my French.
Bravo.
We're so excited for the show in Montreal, and we if you're listening, please come on down to the Piranha Saturday. We've got some great bands: Star Crusher, Dante's Paradise. It's gonna be so fun. And yeah, it's our
It's gonna
first
be
time there,
crazy.
so yeah, we're gonna go to Cafe Saint-Tropez. Get some sandwiches and then we're hitting the Piranha. So come on down.
Maybe La Banquise afterwards.
Yes.
Ooh,
Although
yes.
there is a civil war between La Banquise and Mapunmuye. So you should
Ooh.
try both
Mm.
and end the war is
Yeah,
what I
end the
said.
war.
This is gonna break up the band.
Yeah.
It might. It's a very contested. Amazing.
Amazing.
Great.
Thank
Thank
you
you so
so
much.
much. Thank you, Gigi.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Huge thank you to Matt, Nigel, Reynolds, Brendan, and Justin from Lost Faculty. Please make sure to go catch them with Star Crusher and Dante's Paradise next Saturday, April 18th at Piranha Bar. That is it for me, folks. But we're going to end the show on a celebratory note. Today is the 43-year anniversary of REM's debut full-length album. And hopefully we will also have time to celebrate the Wesley's second year anniversary of their debut full-length album. I'm going to send both of these out to Ian from Petit Village Records. So here's REM.